I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. It's rare for one news story to directly impact 77 million people around the globe. That's the case, however, with the security breach that's forced Sony to shut down its PlayStation network. The Japanese company is warning the network's 77 million users that a hacker may have stolen their personal information. The hack happened sometime last week, and it could be the biggest data breach ever. The World's technology correspondent Clark Boyd has more.
The Sony PlayStation is, at heart, a gaming console. But this isn't your father's standalone piece of gaming gear. The PlayStation is also a gateway to an interconnected network that lets users buy all kinds of things. And Sony likes to tout the possibilities in its commercials.
I mean, look at this freakishly happy fake TV family here. Daughter's on Facebook, son's gaming online.
Oh!
Wow!
Mother's streaming a dramedy from Netflix. See, they're just like your family.
That's great.
Yeah, as long as you hand over some personal information. The network's 77 million users did just that. They handed over credit card details, email addresses, and birth dates. They created passwords and left answers to security questions. When the network went down last week, and stayed down, users were understandably miffed. But when Sony released this statement yesterday, read out here by the BBC, the news got much worse.
We believe that an unauthorized person has obtained the following information that you provided. Your name, address, country, email address, birth date, and login and handle, your PlayStation Online ID. It's also possible that your profile data, including purchase history and billing address, and your PlayStation Network password security answers may also have been obtained. While there is no evidence that credit card data was taken at this time, we cannot rule out the possibility.
I'm 31 years old, and I've been dealing with PlayStation since I was a kid, so, you know, I really felt safe by doing business with them.
That's Perry Davis, a PlayStation user from Buffalo, New York.
I believe some of the trust has been lost. It's going to be hard for me to give them my information knowing that this could happen again.
Other PlayStation users, like Matthew Austin in Britain, wonder why Sony didn't tell fans sooner.
You shouldn't find out that your bank details might have been compromised by people on Twitter. They've obviously had a massive loss of data, and you know, I'm having to find out through fellow customers. That really does not seem like professional practice for a company like Sony.
And while many Sony PlayStation Network customers focus on the potential breach of credit card information, some say it's the compromised passwords that might prove to be the real issue. Tom Standage is technology editor for The Economist.
Many, many people use the same password on lots of different online systems. So the danger is that if your passwords and your personal questions, like your mother's maiden name and so forth, the answers to those questions have fallen into the hands of hackers, that they could then potentially use that for identity theft to get into things like your bank accounts and other online systems where you might have provided your credit card details.
Sony has given no details on who got in or how. It has promised that it will rebuild the network to make it more secure. The company said that some services may be restored within a week. For The World, this is Clark Boyd.